The very opening pasuk of our parsha contains a beautiful, beautiful lesson for all of us. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'dvar Sinai b'ol moed. God speaks to Moshe in Midbar Sinai b'ol moed. What a contrast we have. Midbar Sinai, the desert, next to Ol Moed, the tent of God. So which one is it? Is it Midbar Sinai or is it Ol Moed? So obviously, if we're talking about just sheer geographics, it's pinpointing it. The Jewish people were located in the Midbar Sinai, in the desert, and now they go into Ol Moed. That's the specific place where Hashem spoke to Moshe. But Rav Elimelech Milezhinsk shares such a beautiful idea. He shares, what's B'midbar Sinai? Midbar Sinai is the desert. The desert is one of the fiercest, scariest places for man. Man could be so overwhelmed when he walks into the desert and realizes, I am but a speck. The desert is so vast, it's so great, it is so powerful. And what am I? I'm hoping at the very best that I survive. That is B'midbar Sinai. So a person should watch a walk into his relationship with God and say, B'midbar Sinai, I'm but a speck. That's all I am. Relative to God, who is so powerful, I am but a speck. And I am just hopeful. I'm just hopeful that I'll have the strength to withstand and be able to make it. That's B'midbar Sinai. And that teaches us the humility that one has to have vis-a-vis his relationship with God. But what ends up happening sometimes in a relationship like that is the person begins to say, well, if I'm truly nothing, this is so depressing, what's it all worth? This person is so great, and I am so nothing, there's no chance. Comes along the second part of the pasuk and says, no, be Ol Moed. You have to understand that the fact that you're able to come into the Ol Moed, that itself should tell you that you are somebody of stature, and therefore, the person should be filled with a certain sense of joy as a result of it. Rav Elimelech suggests that that's really how we have to view our relationship with God. On the one hand, God is so powerful. On the other hand, God cares so much about us. B'midbar Sinai, I'm a nothing, but Ba'ol Moed, I'm invited into the tent of God. And so I balance the two. It's supposed to give me just enough humility that I don't become arrogant in the fact that I have such a close relationship with God. And at the same time, I'm supposed to find myself to feel a certain satisfaction with how amazing my relationship is. I think that that is something that is so powerful, and I think explains a whole lot as to why Parshas Bamidbar always falls out right around the time of Shavuos. What's it trying to tell us? Yeah, we got the Torah Midbar Sinai. God picks a small mountain. It's something that's not really so significant and so substantial, and yet God comes and talks to us. So on the one hand, God is so powerful, we can barely withstand the relationship with him. But on the other hand, God chooses me, of all people, the Jewish nation, and says, I want to bestow this gift and this relationship with you. It's that fine line that we have, where we have to kind of walk right down the center and say, yes, I have a relationship with God, amazing. But yes, look how much more powerful God is. If you keep that balance in check, you have just enough humility, but enough pride that you meet it just right. Have a good day.